The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this Friday afternoon. Yes, happy spring in Ohio. Yeah, it's chilly, it's wet, but next week it could hit 80 degrees next week. Delighted to have you along on the trip home today, whether you're listening at home in the car or streaming online or wherever you may be. It is my privilege to be your host. Thank you for joining me. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Never complain about the heating or the air conditioning at your office. I speak from experience for a long time. My studio and Jeff's studio, which is across the hall, he's running the show, pushing all the buttons, but we're not even in the same room. There's glass between us, a hallway between us. I can see him. He can see me. He can see me when he's not napping over there. No, he does a great job. Anyway, for a long time, it has been so hot in these studios. Yesterday, it was somewhere between 76 and 78. I was burning up. I was sweating. It was so hot. Jeff was hot over in his studio. And by the way, that's not really good for a lot of sensitive electronic equipment. And a long time ago, I didn't complain. I just said, hey, anything we can do about the heating, air conditioning in here? It's really, really hot. Well, I haven't said anything for several days, but evidently somebody got the message. Because today, you could store meat in here. I have all kinds of winter shirts. You know, flannel and all of that. I dare not wear them because I would sweat to death. So I've been wearing, you know, really, really light shirts, even though it's been cold outside. Today, I could wear a flannel and a winter jacket. So I guess I've learned my lesson. Just be quiet. Take it whatever it is. Today it's cold. Anyway, enough of that. Mike DeWine gave his State of the State address in Columbus on Wednesday. And one of our local TV stations reporting on his speech put this headline out. DeWine's State of the State address focuses on children. Well, I'm grateful that our governor cares about children. He wants to make sure that they have good health care, vision care. He said in as part of his speech, the single most important thing we can do for Ohio's future is to ensure that all Ohio children, no matter where they live, no matter who their parents are, have the opportunity to live up to their full God-given potential, and they have the chance to pursue their dreams and their passions in life. Spoken as a true politician. Talk about, well, anyway, all right. Here's my question. I'm just wondering, since Governor DeWine vetoed HB 68, the legislation that was designed, is designed to protect children from abuse, because I think most of you understand, realize, and agree that this whole transgender thing is child abuse. Putting an 11-year-old boy or girl on puberty blockers when there is no scientific evidence whatsoever that that would be a benefit to them, that's child abuse. Cutting off body parts of a 15-year-old girl or a 14-year-old boy when they're not even old enough to get a tattoo without their parents' consent. They can't go to a tanning bed without their parents' consent. They can't buy booze. They can't buy cigarettes. They can't drive. They can't vote. And yet these perverts on the left want us to believe that a child who does not possess the mental maturity to vote, buy any number of things, have other modifications to their body like a tattoo or a body piercing, we are to believe them that they have the mental capacity to decide whether to undergo permanent irreversible surgery? That was and is the intent of House Bill 68. Mike DeWine vetoed it. And if you remember, he said he vetoed it because I talked to the families. Yeah, he talked to a bunch of abusive parents who want their child to be abused. He had no scientific data whatsoever. Anyway, since he vetoed the legislation, there have been several studies come out. I mentioned to you yesterday one out of Great Britain. Last week, I mentioned one to you that came out of, was it Sweden or Finland? Some Scandinavian country that absolutely calls into question the validity of these supposed scientific reviews that have given the green light to puberty blockers, hormone treatment, and sexual reassignment surgery. The attitude and the consensus of the medical and psychological community around the world is clearly turning against transgenderism. And I'm just wondering if our governor is having second thoughts. I hope so. I hope so. So when I saw this headline, DeWine's State of the State Address focuses on children, I thought, well, that's really interesting. Since he vetoed incredibly important legislation that would protect some of the most vulnerable children, children who are psychologically and emotionally confused. And yet doctors and even parents want to take advantage of that emotional, psychological confusion. I would hope that before he leaves office, our governor, Mike DeWine, will call a press conference and apologize for what he did. Will he do that? I don't know. I hope that he will. I really do. All right, we need to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
What is protected free speech? And what is not? Some Republicans in Congress want an examination constitutionally of what happened in Dearborn, Michigan not long ago. At a large rally in Dearborn, radical Muslims, yes, 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 we do have radical Muslims here in America. Yes, we do. And the number is increasing rapidly. Anyway, big rally, and there were chants, shouts, death to America, death to Israel. Public speakers at the rally literally calling for the overthrow of our government. Is that protected speech? Well, I am certainly not a constitutional authority. I'm not. But I can't believe that that would be protected speech. In America, if you say something derogatory about someone who is LGBTQIA+, you can be charged with a hate crime by expressing your opinion, shouting a name, a derogatory name. Death to America? So I honestly don't have the answer to that. Will this go to the courts? I don't know that either. Representative Jack Bergman in Congress said, quote, "It's reprehensible that on American soil we could hear death to America chants as these extreme radicals openly call for our nation's downfall. Still to this day, even after the Biden administration finally acknowledged these vile chants, Governor Whitmer and every Democrat in elected office in northern Michigan have failed to condemn this vile rhetoric. Our leaders must condemn this and stand behind our law enforcement instead of standing behind the rhetoric and condemning our heroes." The U.S. Congresswoman who represents that district, Tlaib, Representative Tlaib, was asked yesterday by a Fox News reporter, "Representative Tlaib, this is your district. These are the people you represent. Do you condemn chants of death to America?" She refused to answer. I mean, that's pretty easy. "Well, yeah, of course, I these are my people, I represent them, and I believe in freedom of expression, but yes, I do condemn this." Even the mayor of Dearborn, a Muslim himself, has condemned the chants of death to America, but not Representative Tlaib. And then she grew quite angry and said, "I don't talk to Fox." Why won't she talk to Fox? Because she said they're racist. Really? Yeah, she said they were racist, so she doesn't talk to races. And then there's this. Oh, my goodness. Did you hear about the TV series called The Golden Bachelor? I thought it was sick. I did. I've never watched any of The Bachelor stuff anyway. I think that whole thing is just sick. But The Golden Bachelor, older people trying to find love again. It was a ratings hit, a ratings success. The Golden Bachelor, this older dude looking at older women. By older, I mean 50s, 60s, not 80s, but older. The Golden Bachelor. And Good Morning America and some of the other networks were carrying it blow by blow. Who is he going to pick? Who is he going to pick? Is he going to pick her? Is he going to pick her? And I remember some tear-filled episodes, not that I watched it, but it was reported. The guy's name was Gary Turner, okay? Gary Turner. And I don't remember whether his wife died or whether he was divorced. I don't remember, and it doesn't matter. But I remember I saw a clip, and he was in tears. I don't want to break anybody's heart, and I've got to pick one of these women. And he's crying, and I thought, give me a break. Well, he finally made his choice. Gary Turner picked Teresa Nist, and he proposed on the final episode of Golden Bachelor. And you could read the reviews. Oh, it was wonderful. It was, oh, it's so beautiful that they found love again and they're going to get married. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. And then they got married on TV. Yeah, he proposed on TV and then they got married on TV. Oh, that was 3 months ago. Yeah, 3 months ago. Why am I bringing it up today? They're getting a divorce. Say what? They just got married 3 months ago. The woman, Teresa Nist, said, "We've received so much love and support from so many people who watched The Golden Bachelor, and I don't think we can tell you how many people told us it gave them so much hope." They're getting a divorce. And she went on, "We want none of that to change for anybody." Oh, my goodness. This is so sick. Sick, 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 sick. They're getting divorced after 3 months. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll be back.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.